Asian Pop Radio Australia. You wanna go?
Yes, it is Asian Pop Radio Australia this week. A little bit different for us because, well, we won't bore you with the details, but usually we're on the Community Radio Network and have to get our show out before it airs on Joy, which means we don't usually get a chance to do it live, but we are in fact live today right across Australia and the world at joy.org.au/listen-live and here in Melbourne at 94.9 FM. A very big thank you to, of course, Mr. Michael Pohl for the Babble Pop show just before us. Always a treat. And speaking of treats, I have two very handsome young men in the studio with me. Of course, BJ.
Hello.
How you going?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. And to the, well, my left, his right, is Stephen. How you going, Stephen?
Going good. What about you?
I am fantastic. You guys are part of the show, obviously. Everyone will be familiar with BJ. I think you've been on the show a couple times here and there, Stephen, haven't you?
Yeah, I co-host on Generation Next sometimes.
Of course, Generation Next, 7 p.m. on Joy 94.9 on Monday nights.
Yes.
So they'll recognise your voice as well, but you're also both the two people that have made our K-pop news updates happen on our podcast feed. So thank you for that. But to this week's show, and we've got a bit to get up to. Well, we're going to be playing some great music from around Asia. We're going to be playing Dabbit a little while, in about 10 minutes' time. The song's called Woo Woo Woo. It's a very lovely melodic song, and you'll hear that shortly. The big news, I do have some big news to share about him, but we'll say that very soon. BJ, you want to tell us what else we're going to hear?
Mad Clown with a song called Fire.
Mad Clown, love that. Paul is going to share his choice Thai pop song of the week. And Stephen, can you pronounce that one? No, he's panicked.
I'm Cambodian.
It says Agnes Monica.
There you go. Agmo for short. Bit like J-Lo. You can SMS us in any stage during this week's episode. SMS 0427 Joy 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. I'm going to make sure Stephen reads that out plenty of times during the show because he's a seasoned, an old pro at this now.
Yes,
the cuticle. All right, we're going to get into our first track. We are absolutely excited about this song. Why? It's the Nui from 365, Da Band, and we love this Vietnamese boy band. We played them pretty much on the first episode of our Asian Pop Radio Australia about 2 years ago, and we've just been told that we're going to have the boys on our show again, hopefully next week. So fingers crossed, this is their latest Asian Pop Radio Australia across Australia on Joy 94.9 and the Community Radio Network.
Hậu quả đáng tiếc về sau.
Làm tiếng à, không có dễ vậy đâu.
phải nghe lời người ta khẩn cầu. Suốt ngày phù phép biến hóa đau đầu và những chuyện điên khùng như đâu. Thiên đình có phố tiên sinh, có lẽ nhà trắng như minh tinh, vừa trắng vừa xinh lại thông minh, nhiệt tình chịu chơi chơi hết mình.
Asian Pop Radio Australia on Joy 94.9. That was 365 Da Band. It's a Vietnamese boy band. Actually, four members. One left them. It's Isaac, Bretone, John, and Will.
Yeah, and Tronny was obviously the member that left.
Mm-hmm.
He went his own way about a year ago, had a bit of a stab at a solo career, had a couple successful songs, and I think they're still working with him.
Well, I like this song really much. Like, the start of it is, like, really pumped.
It's a bit reminiscent of Get on the Floor, which was released a couple years ago, and I think they're returning to that. It's got an amazing film clip. The boys do a little bit of a butt wiggle, which I reckon the girls will like, and some of the boys. It's a lot of fun, so check it out. You can go to our Facebook page, fb.com/AsianPopRadio and we've actually got it on the side as a featured video.
All right,
here
excellent.
You go. Excellent time now. 40s. Yeah.
Across the community radio network, this is the Asian Pop News Update.
Thanks to Cassie, this is the Asian Pop Radio Australia Asian Pop News Update. Lee Hon Wang is set to come back on January 23 with his first Mandopop album in 4 years, titled Your Love. The album will contain a total of 13 tracks, including the song Now Is The Time, which was written whilst the singer was filming the Hollywood movie Black Hat. The upcoming release will mark the milestone of Wang's 15th full-length album. Lee Hon recently expressed his joy that Asian actors and performers are slowly gaining more recognition in Western countries. Nemi Amro has transferred all music production and management to AVEX subsidiary Dimension Point upon ending her contract with Rising Star. The transfers took place on January 15, just one day after the contract's expiry. Amro established the Dimension Point back in 2013 and is currently the only recording artist under the label. AVEX have spoken out, stating that they will work hard to further improve her musical career. Blue Lan and Jay Chou are expecting their first child. The couple, who have always expressed their desire to become parents, was spotted visiting a pregnancy clinic earlier this week when news began to circulate. Jade is currently in her fourth month of pregnancy, I invented a new word there, according to her management. However, the baby's gender is still unknown. I wonder if that had anything to do with them getting married finally. That's what's making news in the Asian pub world. More from Cassie next week.
Asian Pub Radio Australia from Joy 94.9. We like to hear more from you, so you can email us on onair@joy.org.au or SMS to 0427-JOY-94.9 of 94949, sorry. And you can call to 1300-JOY-949.
Excellent. See, when we usually do our show, we just say email us. It's easier that way.
Yeah, yeah,
people
right.
can email us whenever they hear our show at different times.
We like to give them more options of getting into contact with us.
Exactly. Now, this young man, his name is Debit. This song that we're about to play is called Woo Woo Woo, and you'll see why. He is a solo artist. He was going to be a part of a K-pop boy band about a year ago when they debuted. They're 24K. But he decided, no, you know what? The boy band thing isn't my thing. I'm going to go solo, see where it takes me. He's been signed now to Coffee Dream Entertainment, and he is going to be on our show next week.
Oh, how exciting.
So he's one of these awesome K-pop artists that grew up overseas in the US, and he's fluent in English, which makes interviewing him so much more easier. And we are just beside ourselves looking forward to it. So this is Debit with Woo 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 on Asian Pop Radio Australia, Joy 94.9.
Australia's largest Asian pop community radio show. Pop Radio on Facebook. Facebook.com/AsianPopRadioAustralia.
Share your thoughts. Email on air at joy.org.au.
The Australian Animal Protection Society is a community-based, not-for-profit animal shelter which relies upon your support for the care and rehoming of abandoned, stray and abused animals. For more details, call 979 88415 or visit aaps.org.au.
Australia Day is the perfect time to reflect on why we love the land we live in. And you can celebrate it any way you like. So on the 26th of January, have a great barbecue/citizenship ceremony/day at the beach/country/sleep in/work/cricket/tennis/backyard slip and slide/ whatever you want day. Australia Day means something different to everyone. So reflect on why you love being Australian and celebrate it your own way. Visit australiaday.org.au.
Have your say. SMS 0427 Joy 949.
This is Dami, and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Do you think K-pop has influenced you as an artist?
Definitely. Yeah. In high school, I was really into BoA. When her second album came out, I was just crazy over it.
I was singing Eat You Up in the Kitchen the other day,
oh,
which is really weird.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Interviews, news, reviews, and exclusives. YouTube.com/AsianPopRadio.
It is Joy 94.9. I'm Jay John. In the studio with me, BJ as my co-host, and making side comments like a cricket commentator is Stephen.
G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. This is very Australia Day of you, Stephen. You can SMS us on 0427 Joy 949, email onair at joy.org.au, or make a comment on our Facebook page. We've got a bit of a post at the top of the page. You just have to go to fb.com/AsianPopRadioAustralia. But now we're going to our segment that we like to call K-Goss with BJ.
That's right.
It's and having a look at the Korean pop industry.
And there was so much going on last week again.
Really?
Yes. EXO. I started with EXO. Another prize for a boy band, EXO.
Yeah.
Last year, they already got at the 2014 MAMA Awards in Hong Kong. They already snatched the Album of the Year, Best Male Group, Artist of the Year in Asia, and Best Asian Style Award.
Wow.
And now they can add the Best Global Idol Group to this list.
The Best Global Idol Group.
Yeah, it's a pretty weird name for an award, but, you know,
yeah.
That makes pretty cool. EXO received the Best Global Idol Group Award at the Huangding Award in China last week. Huangding Award is one of the most prestigious music awards in China. So
wow. It's actually the first time I'm hearing about it.
Same.
That award ceremony, yeah.
That prestigious it yeah. is, yeah.
But let's be honest, like the industry is opening up a lot in China, and there's a lot of stuff happening there, and only like every year it just grows bigger and bigger for the West, like its reach to the Western market.
Yeah, well, actually this award is really sponsored by the government. It's something that this Chinese government really pushed forward.
Okay, so it's kind of like the ARIA's here, because that's an Australian Record Industry Association gig.
Mm-hmm.
It's good that they're making new trainees learn Mandarin.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of money to be made in China. China.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
So, the next is Tia Ying. Last week, we already reported about plagiarism dispute between American singer Derek Bullock and K-pop star Tia Ying.
Oh, it's still going?
You remember that. Yeah, it's still going. Well, actually, it is a bit resolved now, because Derek Bullocks, as I called him last week already, first claimed he wrote this music 4 years ago and it was stolen from him.
Yep.
However, now changed his claim, and his position states, "Music used in my song belongs to Tia Ying, a Korean singer and actor." The song Eyes, Nose, Lips. So he has actually backed off.
And, so he did a little bit of a shit stir. He went out there and tried to make a name for himself and told people it was his work, and now he's retracted.
What a total dip.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we'll all remember him for at least a week and then probably not ever again.
No, exactly.
We'll remember Tae Young. I'll tell you that.
Exit, a K-pop girl group Exit performance of Up and Down won first prize. First place on Sunday's Inkigayo battle. Yeah. They became very emotional and showed tears as they repeatedly commented, "Thank you." Thank you behind their hands.
Probably. Oh, did they?
Like, yeah.
Quite reserved.
Yeah, well, they actually won a couple of awards in a row. It's the third one following Victory. They also won at M Countdown, and they also took first place at the KBS 2TV's Music Bank.
Okay.
So they're doing pretty well for the...
They're getting a good run out of it.
Yeah, pretty cool. So,
oh my god, I did not see this story until now, and I'm freaking out. This was one of those K-pop groups that got me into it.
Oh, really?
One More Time, of course, Jewelry disbanding after 14 years.
14 years of service.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Jewelry. We're talking about Jewelry. K-pop girl group Jewelry will disband at the end of this month, ending a 14-year run.
That's huge.
It's really huge.
How did I miss that?
Oh,
thank God for you, BJ.
That's what I'm here for. The group's management company, Star Empire Entertainment, said in an official statement that the group will cease to be a unit from the end of this month, January.
Wow.
Yeah, they have been together with various different changes, member changes, since 2001. It got you into the K-pop?
Yeah.
Right.
One of them. I mean, and actually because of their song One More Time, introduced me to Simon and Martina of Eat Your Kimchi.
All right.
And because they did a bit of a How to Dance K-pop style video in 2007, and one of the things they were joking about was Jewelry's music video.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
Yeah. Well, it was a bit silent around them for the past few months, wasn't it? Yeah, so this is just sad news.
Well, let's see what happens to the girls after that.
Well, what does happen is that the company has revealed that they will do a photo shoot. So the current members, the former members, will just come together and have a final photo shoot for their fans.
Okay.
It would be like amazing if they juxtapose it with their old, like when they first became a group, and their final one looked
all dressed in the fashion of 2001.
You can see the progression that they made. Yeah, that would be cool. And it will... It will come in Style Magazine in February.
Fantastic. BJ, thanks for the K-pop goss update.
No worries,
always
mate.
A pleasure. A treat. Don't forget, SMS us on 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. We'd love to hear what you're doing tonight. If you're getting out, if you're just at home chilling to some Asian pop, let us know. Going to our intro to Asian pop now with Katie. Bit of a classic one.
This is the intro to Katie's intro to Asian pop.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Welcome to another intro to Asian pop. This week we're taking a look at the alternative and somewhat controversial J-pop idol group BIS. BIS was formed in 2010 by solo singer Paul Lui, standing for Brand New Idol Society. The group started out as a four-member group made up of Paul Lui herself, Rina Yokoyama, Nozomi Hirano, and Yukiko Nakayama. However, since then the group went through several lineup changes, including incorporating 74-year-old fashion designer Junko Koshino, who has now been given an honorary life membership after performing for 1 week. However, up until the disbandment this year, on July the 8th, the active lineup stood with Paul Lui, Hirano, Tenko, First Summer Ika, Saki Kamiya, and Megumi Koshoji. Throughout their life as a group, BIS followed a trend of completely ripping apart stereotypical J-pop idol ideals, instead turning to heavier music than most idol groups, instead of the rock or pop theme that many take. Paul Lui also stated that they wanted to uglify idol events, rejecting the idea of good-natured idols. As a side effect, their videos were often deemed inappropriate and raised both positive and negative responses from their audience, with several notable problems related to videos and album covers rising in 2011. However, despite this, they created three songs, Fly, Stupid, and Die, which reached number 8, number 7, and number 6 respectively in the Oricon charts. In July this year, BIS disbanded at the Yokohama Theatre after their final tour, the BIS Who Sold the World Tour. Their last best of album, Uria Oi, was released on the 2nd of July with tracks and special merchandise. The group disbanded on the 8th of July. However, their tunes are still catchy and worth at least a listen for those into punk, noise, and heavy rock. Who knows where the lives of the members will go after this? But for now, tell us what you think about BIS pushing the limits of idol groups and idol group definitions. Do you like them or not, and why? Drop us a comment and tell us your opinion. For now, this has been the intro to Asian pop.
Do you take you to new heights. Joy 94.9.
And now, please be upstanding for the Thailand National Anthem and Paul's Thai Song of the Week.
DJ, put it back. Go.
Hey guys, it's Paul here, your Thai pop specialist, and this week I'm back with another Thai song called Sui Sui, which translates to Beautiful Beautiful, sing by a Thai pop girl group, Olives. Olives is a four-member Thai pop girl group. They are very popular back in the day, like 2 to 3 years ago. And the song Beautiful Beautiful is about a girl, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are always beautiful. Every girl in the world is beautiful inside. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy Beautiful Beautiful by Olives on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Joy.
Connecting, representing, celebrating. Joy 94.9.
Shine, 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 darlings. Joy sponsor here, Jackie Gillies from the Real Housewives of Melbourne. Do you have a fabulous party to be at or a fabulous party to host? Have you had enough of beer and cider? Bored with wines and sparkling? La Mascara has just released our vodka and iced tea range. We have two gorgeous flavours, vodka and lemon iced tea and vodka with white peach iced tea. Available now at Dan Murphy's nationwide or see lamascara.com.
Well, well, well.
The Victorian AIDS Council presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, the show that's all about sex, health and well-being. Health and well-being.
Well, well, well.
Joy, joy, joy.
Tuesdays from noon on Joy, Well, Well, Well is your one stop for expert advice, real stories, honest, informed conversations and unvarnished opinion. Brought to you by Joy sponsor, the Victorian AIDS Council. Well, well, well. Tune in and get informed.
Oh, hello, I didn't see you there.
Do you like sketch comedy about George Gershwin, obscure pre-Victorian literary references, and a dyslexic Christian who loves her dog? Then join me for an hour of touching at the Butterfly Club as part of the Midsummer Festival. It's got songs, sketch comedy, drag, and it's really weird. January 21 to 25, 6 p.m. Wednesday and Sunday, and the rest in the sexy 7 p.m. slot. Book at thebutterflyclub.com. It's an hour of touching. Bring tissues. Don't bring your nana. Joy sponsor.
Asian Pop Radio Australia, throughout the nation. Like us on Facebook. Head to facebook.com and search for Asian Pop Radio Australia. We thank all the stations who play and support our program each week. Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Asian Pop Radio Australia here on Joy 94.9, and I'm in the studio with Jay John and Stefan.
And you are BJ.
Of course.
It is Asian Pop Radio live this week. Do want to hear from you, so get on our Facebook page, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio, and remember we're on Twitter. You can follow us at Asian Pop Radio. We have Dylan in, who is host of the program that always follows us, Countercultured. How are you going, Dylan?
Oh, marvelous. What an introduction. I like it when I get an intro like that. I feel like a boss.
I tell you what, if I'm only ever going to do it once every 6 months, and it better be a bloody good one, right?
Well, I've been telling people that you're live each and every week.
Well, I'm recorded live. Yeah. Big show coming up tonight?
Yeah, as always, I've got some tracks from artists like Milk and Cookies. I don't know if you're familiar with Milk and Cookies, but they're this duo from the States that are making some seriously fat beats. Right. They've done a really sick remix of Iggy Azalea. I nearly called her Igloo Australia, which is probably...
Oh, you can go with that. Is that her, maybe that's her drag performer.
Well, that's what Azalea Banks has been calling her on Twitter during this whole debacle. Yeah. It nearly came out, and then I opened my mouth, and then the rest of it fell
out. Still going back and forth.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I think there's been some updates today, but Azalea Banks takes swipes at everybody.
Okay,
so
yeah.
There's something else that she... It might be a new person. But anyway, Milk and Cookies have done a remix of Iggy Azalea's Fancy. And it's actually... it's really poppin'. It'll get your booty rockin' and, you know, throwing some elbows. So I'm pretty keen for that. But I'm also keen to get BJ into the Counterculture I found out that BJ is a massive hardcore fan. Like, he loves his, like, Rotterdam Terrorcore and hardstyle.
That's right.
I want to steal your co-host.
See, I've been encouraging him to listen to nothing but Asian pop music and keep him away from you, because the more he hangs out with you, there's less of a chance he's going to be on our show.
Well, I started to eat much more rice lately, so maybe that's something.
Maybe.
I see some thumbs
that
up.
That sounded a little weird, but the Cambodian guy in the studio is giving thumbs up, so I think it's okay.
Also, I've got Melbourne's very own Matt Watkins coming in at 10 o'clock tonight, and he'll be dropping a killer set. I got a little bit of a preview from it. And can I just say that Joy 94.9 is going to turn into a rave party.
Bless your speakers.
How exciting. All right, so from 9 o'clock, as usual, Counterculture.
That's right, 9 till 11.
Thank you, Dylan.
Thank you.
You're on Joy 94.9 Asian Pop Radio. Let's go to Generations from Exile and Sing It Loud. Joy.
소요 세대 blues. 물라이트 라스 타이 독할 alright alright 할 수밖에 직함 도쿄니 radio grass 기 to like 미츠케 tonight 김이 너 나카니 아루 생길라
2 minutes to nine on Joy 94.9 live on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Hope you're having a fantastic night. Of course, that was Generations from EXILE with the song Sing It Loud from Japan, of course. Now we're going to a track by Korean lad named Mad Clown. The song's called Fire. It's the latest from Mad Clown on Asian Pop Radio. Click.
답이 희슬리 힌나 혹시 불꺼 그만 난 자러 갈래 수고
네가 미친 건지 미친 너를 못 떠난 내가 미친 거지.
He's so cool. It's Mad Clown Fire on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Not just K-pop, but that was. We hope we do our best to bring you a nice diverse mix of Asian pop music throughout our show each week.
Mm-hmm.
We've been at it for 2 years. I hope you're enjoying it. We are.
I thought that last line of him was pretty aggressive, actually.
It was, and it kind of came as a surprise.
Yeah, and if you look to his pictures, he's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like the really nice.
Yeah, he looks like a nice, well-dressed young man.
Totally unexpected, this.
No, packs a punch. Email onair@joy.org.au. You can SMS 0427JOY949, just like my mum did and said hi. Thanks for the show. Thanks for listening, Mum.
Such a mummy's boy.
Yeah, I am. I am. Awkward Stephen. Don't know where to go with that now. I'm going to play some more great Asian pop after this. You're on Joy.
YouthWorks Productions is a film company with a difference. YouthWorks train marginalised, at-risk young people with skills that will enable them to become part of the film and video industry. Under the guidance of experienced professional directors and producers, they create award-winning films while showing trainees that earning a living can be inspiring, creative and fun. Choose YouthWorks to film your next music video, company profile, documentary or cover an event. You're bringing about social change for the good and getting a great product too. Call 938612232 or see youthworks.org.au.
It's time. Time to get up off the couch, out of the car, and join one of the world's biggest events raising money for cancer research. Moreland Relay for Life is on again for 2015. Open to anyone of any age and any fitness level. Yes, that means you too. Moreland Relay for Life, an overnight experience filled with fun activities and moving ceremonies. Registrations are now open. Run over to relayforlife.org.au for more information. Joy 94.9 is a proud media partner of Relay for Life Moreland 2015.
We're listening to you. SMS 0427JOY949, email onair@joy.org.au, or call us 1300JOY949.
Yes, got that Indonesian track coming up. Agnes Monica with Leo Leo. She's a very popular artist in Indo, and every time we play her, we get more Indonesian friends, which is good.
Indo friends.
Yeah, yeah. You can't have too many Indonesian friends. There's
no,
a lot of them.
Well, they have good food.
I work with like a lot of Indonesians.
Do you?
It's so cool.
Yeah? They're the funny ones?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Funny.
Is that where you get your sense of humour?
Yes.
Yeah. Coming up, we're having a chat to Mon from K Music, K Radio, of course, of K Music, to have a chat to her about what's coming up on her show tonight on K Music, officially kmusic.com. She'll tell us how you can hear it. That's coming up next. For now, here is Dear Jane with Stand Up on Asian Pop Radio.
Stand up, but 不一切 stand up, 不需多礼 stand up.
为看着伤口自觉受凉，只要不怕悲伤，伤痛只会令我变强。
Hong Kong, Dear Jane, stand up on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Ironic because we're all sitting down taking it easy. It's 11 minutes to 9 and we have Dylan coming up at 9 o'clock for Counted Cultured. I should say my mum SMS'd in again to say BJ sounds more Dutch on radio than in person.
Oh, do I?
The flying Dutchman.
Why is that?
You'll have to ask her. Give her a call after the show. Have a chat to mum.
I will.
Yeah. Tell her I said hi. On the line, we have Mon from K Radio. How are you going, Mon?
Hi, Jay John. How's it going?
Very well. This is a little bit different, isn't it?
I know. It's very unusual.
Usually we're chatting on Facebook, but not on the radio live. I told you what we're going to have a chat about on the phone, but I'm going to mix it up a little bit. We'll go in another order. Firstly, okay. Can you tell us a little bit about what K Radio is?
Okay. K Radio is one of the separate subunits from K-Music, which is an Australian organisation designed for international K-pop lovers and especially those in Australia, and just giving them the latest news within Korean entertainment, you know, just that kind of thing. Kind of similar to what you guys do, to be honest.
Well, there you go. And my co-host, Jeanette, actually kind of got started on K-Radio with you guys, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She hosted K-Radio before I did with Chris, who is actually now the manager of K-Radio.
Oh, there you go. So you might end up being my co-host.
Who knows?
Hi, Jay, if you're listening. When did it actually get started? How long has K-Radio been going for?
K-Radio has been around, I think, now for coming up to 2 years. It obviously started off with Jeanette and Chris, and then I took over at the end of January last year.
Cool.
I took over with my friend Rage, as that is her host name.
Okay. And obviously under the blanket of K-Music, officially kmusic.com, has been hugely successful, kind of Australia's perspective on the K-pop scene, and it's still growing, isn't it?
It is constantly growing. Like, it's amazing at how many people. It's not just in Australia, though. It's become such an international thing. There are so many fans from, you know, Asia, Europe, America. There's just, it's crazy. Even people who come and listen to my radio show on K-Radio, I got listeners from Finland and Sweden and America. So it's quite fun.
Very nice.
And really interesting.
Well, there you know. You might end up getting work in the K-pop field in Finland.
Oh, well,
if there is such a thing.
I don't know. Who knows these days?
All right, Mon, what's coming up on your show tonight?
Tonight, well, we've actually been off the air for 3 weeks because obviously during Christmas, but it's our comeback episode tonight, and we've got, you know, the basic news of what's been happening in the K-pop world in the past 3 weeks, the latest songs, fan requests. You can chat to me live during the show and ask me questions, and I'll answer them on the show live. And also we have a surprise interview, which I'm very, very excited about.
I heard a bit of a hint of who that is, and it sounds pretty exciting, so I'm going to be tuning in. But can you let us know how we can reach the show?
Yep, of course. Well, the official website address is www.spreaker.com/user/officiallyKMusic. That's how you get to our broadcasting site. And if you head over to the K Radio Facebook page, which is facebook.com/officiallyKRadio, all of the links for the live show will be up in the next half an hour. So you just click on that link and it'll take you right to us.
Very good. And I can see on the screen that you can also get to it via officiallyKMusic.com/K-radio. So many ways to find you. All right, well, you have a good show, and thanks for joining us tonight.
No worries. Thanks, Joe John. I'll speak to you soon.
Chat soon. You're on Joy 94.9 Asian Pop Radio. Here's Agnes Monica. Leo, Leo. Leo. Or Leo, Leo. However you want to pronounce it. Joy.
Stage, sci-fi, spirituality, where else but Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Simon.
And I'm Martina.
And we're from EatYourKimchi.com.
O-Y-O-U-L-O-V-E-M-E-Z-O.
Hi, I'm Nicola.
Hi, I'm Hugh.
And we're from
My Korean Husband.
You're listening to.
And you are listening to.
Use your sexy voice, Simon.
Asian Pop. Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Yes!
Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Interviews, news, reviews, and exclusives.